It's very workable from the perspective that we are in the process of identifying some of the underlying issues. Because if you notice, from the time of the 2008 attack up to now, there's been several service delivery protests within South Africa, some of which have involved looting and destruction of different properties, including looting of businesses, more particularly shops in the locations which belong to non-South Africans. So we have identified partly the issue of the economic and social rights which have to be addressed. The contestation is mainly between black people more than the generality of so-called foreigners. The real foreigners in Africa are immune from what is happening right now. And that is one of the reasons why we are marching as well, so that the world can see that the issue is not about South Africa per se. It's about some clusters within the different communities that have come together and decided that for their own various reasons, they should attack non-South Africans. But within our group, we have Zulus within Upondo who are saying no. As South Africans, we disagree with this and we want to have a good relationship with our brothers and sisters.
Miss Zimbuzana, is this black-on-black kind of violence going to be immune to the reintegration process?
The reintegration process, it depends with the willpower of the politician. We have had this problem for recorded 7 years, that is, research has shown us that it has happened for longer than that, and it hasn't been fully addressed. Because if a politician, let's say, for example, President Jacob Zuma comes out and says, we must not behave like Africans in Africa, when South Africa is part of Africa, what message does that give to the rest of Africa? So politicians really now need to go out there and do a deeper, reflective contemplation of their ways and actions. Reintegration is a very good thing, it's a noble idea. I support it, but it also needs to see a politician taking it a step further than it has already been taken for it to be fully implemented.
So, Mr. Spanda, it seems as if politicians may be a stumbling block to the reintegration process. What is your reaction to that?
Yes, in many ways, I can concur with that. But having said that, our approach now is to say, with or without the attitude of the politicians, let's get people to integrate on the ground, because that is where the real issues lie. Because at the end of the day, policy is good in its own way. For instance, South Africa is one of the most progressive constitutions, but the constitution is only as good as the enforcers of the constitution. So that is why we are now saying our intervention, in as much as we are pushing the people who are within the spheres of power to do whatever they need to do, real integration is a people-to-people intervention and integration, not so much at a political level. So we need to get the people actively involved and the people actively engaged.
So, Ms. Zimbuzana, when you look at the kind of reintegration process that we are looking at here, what is your idea of reintegration?
Start with our education, the South African education. Is it enough to address the historical background of this so-called rainbow nation? Do South African youngsters, most of whom are the ones who have been attacking foreigners, do they know what happened to South Africans when they were in so-called exile? And if that history is taught comprehensively, maybe they'll start having a deeper comprehension of the role that the rest of Africa played. And when they do have that comprehension, they are then able to appreciate why a foreigner would be there. And also, if that same foreigner needs to be asked, what do you want to see happening? How do you want to see living with your fellow South Africans?